67 Chevrolet is here. Sweet, smooth, and sassy.
Your road trips will never be the same when you're behind the wheel of an American legend. Camp Courageous is giving you the chance to win a 57 Chevy Bel Air Sport Coupe. This is the car people turn their heads for. Get your raffle tickets now at campcourageous.org. Learn more and get your raffle tickets now for a chance to glide down the road in a classic 57 Chevy. Visit campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the last week of April 2024. We're just hours away from the annual Omelet Breakfast and Open House this Sunday, April 28th, and we'll have more information on that shortly. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. In these final days of April, we want to once again wish everyone a happy National Volunteer Month. Camp Courageous would not exist if it was not for the hundreds of thousands of volunteers over the past 52 years that has helped make this camp possible. Just here in this past week, we've been inundated by many, many volunteers. Clark University Nursing Program, North Lynn High School, National Honor Society students, West Delaware students were up at the garage sale helping out. We had students out here at camp getting ready for their breakfast. So, and of course, for the annual breakfast and open house, we'll have over 100 volunteers out here. So a big thank you to all those folks who have volunteered at fundraisers, volunteered with the campers, and have done a variety of activities over these decades to help out Camp Courageous. Saturday, today, is the annual Hawkeye Spring Tailgate Party down in Iowa City. A big thank you to our friends at Molo Companies from Dubuque and board member Glenn Haskins for helping sponsor the event, making it possible. Beginning at 8 a.m., about 150 campers will come to the University of Iowa to the practice field, and they'll have a great breakfast. They'll be given a football and t-shirts and all kinds of items. They'll meet a lot of the players. The players will sign items for them along with Kurt Ferentz. And then they'll tour the beautiful Hanson facilities and then go out and actually play football against the University of Iowa football players. It's an incredible day. And a big thank you to all of our friends at the University of Iowa football team for making all this possible. This past Respite Cure weekend, the theme was Imagination Station. Campers explored the enchanting world of Jack and the Beanstalk at the tree climb activity and reaching new heights and discovering hidden treasures throughout the camp. It was a fun time for all those campers. Our travel campers returned from San Diego, where they had a terrific time. Some of the places they stopped, the San Diego Zoo, they had were part of a safari. They explored the safari by riding a hot air balloon, enjoying spotting thousands of dolphins and a whale on the cruise, and were captivated by the incredible land and water animals at the zoo and SeaWorld. This past week, we had campers from Burlington School System, Iowa City West, Eldon, and Marion Homeschoolers. And this next week coming up, we have campers coming from Cascade Elementary, Western Dubuque, Waco, Iowa Falls, Turkey Valley, Mid Prairie, North Scott, and Springville. So we're looking forward to a great week. And then next weekend is Stroke Alliance weekend, and they do just a super job here at Camp Courageous. On Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, we'll be looking forward to going to the Cedar Rapids Airport to welcome back Mike Wilson and the whole team as part of the Honor Flight. They'll be returning from Washington, D.C., and we'll look forward to seeing them. Mike Wilson supports a lot of charities, including Camp Courageous. He's 99 years old and a World War II vet. So congratulations and thank you for all the folks on the Honor Flight for their service. On Thursday, we'll be looking forward to being on the campus of the University of Northern Iowa, the UNI's Public Relations Campaign Methods class. They have taken on Camp Courageous as a project to help us recruit staff. A big thank you to Dr. Gail Pohl for lining that up, and also Dr. Brand, who has two children that attend Camp Courageous and was a wonderful inspiration to the students and to myself as he spoke about the good Camp Courageous has done for his family. So we'll look forward to that. Then Thursday evening, we're looking forward to being in West Branch for their Kiwanis meeting and giving a program on Camp Courageous. Anytime you're part of a group that would like to know more about Camp Courageous, just get a hold of us. We'll be more than happy to come out and give a program. The big annual Camp Courageous Omelet Breakfast and Open House is this Sunday, April 28th, we'll be serving from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Adults are $10, children $5. You can enjoy the old-time music from the East Side Band over in the Steel Barn. There'll be laser tag going on, train rides, pet the animals in the zoo, zip line rides, mini golf, and so much more. So come out this Sunday, enjoy a beautiful day at Camp Courageous, serving from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. The next Saturday, May 4th, will be the annual benefit for Camp Courageous at our local pizza ranch here in Monticello. And half of all the proceeds go to Camp Courageous. A big thank you to them. Cruising for Camp Courageous is on May 19th here at camp. It's a great time to register your car right now and get ready for that event. And of course, our biggest event, the Manchester Garage Sale, continues to do very well. Located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. A big thank you to all the volunteers, all those people that bring things. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. Camp Courageous' need of the week is paper towel and toilet paper, two very basic needs, but something we go through an awful lot of. So big thank you to those folks that maybe Sunday come out to the open house and bring some paper towel and toilet paper. Big need here at Camp Courageous. We have lost a couple of dear friends this past week. Nelson Frank LeClaire was from Prairie Burg, 90 years old, great supporter of the camp, and the family asked that his memorials go to camp. Also, our dear friend Bill Quinby passed away. Bill is a longtime board member here at Camp Courageous. He joined the board back in 1989 when he was athletic director at Cole College. Him, along with Dottie Cummins and Kay Pillick and a bunch of others, used to just really enjoy making the drives over here for the board meetings. Our sympathy goes out to his family. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous maybe this Sunday for the annual Omelet Breakfast. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.